Proclamation number 6741 of 19th of January, 1957. Source of life. Right soul food. You humans can draw from many springs, but if you long for a water of life, if you want to offer your soul a truly strengthening and invigorating drink, then you must direct your steps to the spring which God Himself has opened up for you. You must refresh yourselves where the water of life flows forth. Where God Himself conveys His word to earth. It does not always have to be my word spoken directly to you which finds access to people in an unusual seeming single quote way. You can hear it wherever my word is proclaimed if you yourselves go there hungry and thirsty and heartily desire to find nourishment for your soul. And then you will also be addressed by me myself, thus you draw from the right source. Pure, clear water of life is always offered to you if you come to the source of life yourselves, if you intimately unite with me before. This bond is therefore the prerequisite for the right drink of life to be offered to you. But how often do people switch me off? How often do people receive spiritual knowledge purely intellectually? They listen to sermons and only listen to the words. They think about them as if they were earthly thoughts. They also want to make a profit from the words. They want to increase their knowledge. But to offer nourishment to the soul they do not think of. And if spiritual knowledge is offered to them elsewhere they will accept it in the same way. They will, as it were, drink from any water which is accessible to them without checking from which source it flows. But this examination can only be carried out in connection with me, and therefore no human being, no matter how highly developed his intellect may be, can attain complete clarity as long as he has not established heartfelt contact with me, for as long as he does so the right source of life is hidden from him, and he only ever satisfies himself with weak nourishment, and his soul languishes and cannot mature on earth. But every person can be certain that I will speak to him myself if he desires to be addressed by me. Every person can be convinced that after heartfelt prayer to me he will always receive the food and drink his soul needs. And if he accepts my word after all where it has already been contaminated by human will, then his ear will certainly hear every word but his heart will only be impressed by the truth. Only that will enter his heart again which originates from the original source of truth, for I myself am now standing at the place where the human being wants to be fed, and I myself will provide him with the right food and the right drink, because this is now possible due to the intimate bond with me. And where the intimate bond has also been established by the preacher himself beforehand I myself can speak through those preachers, and pure, clear water of life will flow to all those who draw from the source, whose souls want to be nourished and whose hearts will now also be touched by my word. The bond with me is necessary, for I myself am the source and the origin of all life. The human being must be serious about only accepting the right, unadulterated spiritual knowledge. His soul must feel hunger and thirst and desire the right nourishment, then he can also be certain to receive it, for then he will also turn to me myself. He will not merely desire knowledge but seek to attain the knowledge beneficial to his soul, which he can only ever find with me myself and therefore he must also unite with me. But then he will also always receive the same which I convey to earth where I can directly address a person. For all these draw from the same source as soon as they unite with me, and their souls will always be nourished and strengthened, because the nourishment they are allowed to draw from my source of life is so delicious and is available to all people who come to me and desire my water of life. men.